Within the administration, Danny Werfel has established the Real Property Advisory Board, and that consists of OMB and several CFOs and real property executives. And I act in an advisory capacity because I oversee the federal real property profile, so we're providing information and data. And we are working to identify the issues and problems that we have in disposing of excess property or the analysis around the underutilized property. So we hope that our work will be advisory in capacity to the proposed BRAC-like organization that's in the 2012 budget.
Because that was actually my next question, is how do you guys work together? We're talking about two different pieces because the BRAC-like council needs to be done through legislation, but you guys can create kind of this internal agency council anytime you want.
Yes, it's an internal working group headed by Danny Werfel, the OMB controller.
Obviously, there's a big push from your office on greening, not just new buildings, but the existing ones. Give us a sense of where you're at with that. There's also the vehicles piece to the greening of government. Obviously, it's a big focus for GSA sustainability more generally.
Well, I think in terms of sustainability and federal buildings, PBS has been leading that effort. So a substantial amount of work has been done. The Office of High Performance Green Buildings is now going to put those policies and standards in place government-wide. And in terms of our effort, it's around what research is out there and what can we do in terms of taking that research and making it practical application to everyday operations or construction or renovation work. So there's a lot to be done. We're looking through all of our requirements under IESA and how far we've come, but honestly, there's more to be done.
One of the big issues around green buildings is obviously the cost-benefit analysis. You have a new tool out that helps make some of those decisions. Are there other things coming around helping to make decisions, a cost-benefit analysis type of tools or guidance or anything in that area?
All that's in discussion. I don't have any particulars at this point. I think the challenge we have, how do we make the business case for government? How do we substantiate the investment that it will take and what we think will be the business results and in terms of reduced operating costs, having better, greener space? We think there is a business case to be made, and GSA wants to be in the forefront of making it.
Kathleen, one of the things you talked about was your relationship with OMB. OGP, Office of Government-Wide Policy, had a long-standing relationship with OMB. A lot of work around eGov, but a lot of work around several other areas, too. One of the big focuses you're going to work on with OMB is around data management standards. Give me a sense of where you're at with that, where you're heading.
Well, we're actually in the infancy of that. We are in the proposal stage with OMB. We think that we could offer them a strategy and a way forward to look at data elements, data standards, and how to work. Now, my expertise or background is in financial management, learning a lot around data standards and what we needed there. But we're also looking at it in relationship to the reporting that comes out of the Integrated Acquisition Environment and the FFADA reporting. So how can we set out data standards that make sense across government?
When you were the CFO at GSA and now that you're over at OGP, everyone will say, well, I thought there were data standards. I thought we did all this work on data standards. Is the work started but needs to go a little further? And that's what you're kind of looking at?
Exactly. I think we have some high-level work done, but we need to take it a couple of layers down.
And then the other thing about the acquisition stuff is obviously, we talked about the FAR slam. We obviously have a lot of success around there. There's a big deadline coming up. There's July 4th deadline. Just give us a reminder of what those deadlines are about.
The actual deadline for completion around our case management work, our team structure or restructuring or onboarding and training program should be completed and in place by July 4th.
How much pressure is that to get that all that done in that short amount of time?
It's a lot of pressure. But that's good. That's good. I mean, if you don't put a deadline out, if you don't have a goal, these things linger in the government or people find other things to do. So for us, the onboarding and training is so important that we're bringing over an executive out of the Chico's office. Tony Costa has put a person on detail to assist us with the plan. We're hoping that by looking at what we need to do for onboarding and training a procurement analyst, we can spread that to all of OGP because there's a huge retirement wave happening. And how do we do the succession planning, the onboarding, the training, and getting folks in place, what really makes an analyst move from just an analyst to really a policy expert. And that's what we need to have, and we need to have it pretty quickly within the Office of Government-Wide Policy.
You mentioned two things that are very much related to that. The one piece of it is the relationship with the Defense Acquisition University. The Federal Acquisition Institute is pursuing a bigger relationship. Talk about how that's going to change, how that's going to improve.
Well, we think we're going to have a very positive relationship with DAU. We see it, our relationship between FAI and DAU is very complementary. And we're going to focus in on why we're focusing on the civilian workforce. Of course, DAU focuses on the defense and defense civilian workforce. So we buy different things than defense. I mean, defense is worried about weapons systems and tanks and ships, and we're predominantly worried about, you know, the acquisition of IT products and smaller scale. So how do we use strategic sourcing? How do we use all the tools that acquisition officers have in a more effective way? So we need to ensure that the FAI is focused on what the acquisition personnel need on the civilian side.
You mentioned you had a meeting with the new DAU president. Was that meeting just to get to know you, or did you start actually looking at, okay, where are some of the things we can kind of come together around?
You know, it was mostly women at the meeting, so it was an action-oriented meeting, and we were focused on a couple of goals, the first being what is our relationship, working relationship, so we're going to put that into an MOU, and second, where can FAI be value-add to DAU and vice versa.